Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Germany's mobile network is overcoming rural challenges with the new mast in Brennschede, installed by Vodafone and Vantage Towers. An innovative ICE train project is testing high-speed gigabit mobile internet with key partners including O2 Telefónica. And challenging low-band frequency negotiations continue among Telecom, Vodafone, and Telefónica as 1&1 seeks to lower national roaming costs.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports that Germany's mobile network is outperforming its poor reputation, as evidenced by recent improvements in rural coverage. The article explains that Brennschede, a once unserved area in the Sauerland region of North Rhine-Westphalia, has finally received mobile coverage after a 54-meter mast was erected by Vodafone in collaboration with Vantage Towers. This development took nearly 4 years due to lengthy permission processes and challenging site conditions, highlighting the difficulties inherent in expanding network infrastructure in sparsely populated areas. The report details that while network operators promote high household coverage rates for 4G and 5G technologies, significant discrepancies remain in terms of overall area coverage, leaving gaps where users might still experience disruptions. Additionally, the article underscores that although Germany's overall digital infrastructure is considered strong compared to other European nations, the focus on densely populated regions has left rural areas, such as Brennschede, in need of further attention.
In another detailed report by the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, the focus shifts to Germany's performance in digital progress, as measured by the Bitkom Digital Economy and Society Index 2025. The publication highlights that Germany remains in the middle of the pack among EU member states, particularly lagging in the digitalization of public administration, where it ranks 21st. The article explains that while the network infrastructure, including widespread 5G availability and expanding fiber connectivity, offers promising prospects, the progress in related digital public services has been insufficient. It is noted that the federal structure of Germany has posed challenges to coordinated digital transformation, and despite technical improvements, public usage and digital skills remain at only a moderate level, as reflected in rankings for network usage and digital competencies. The report calls for a comprehensive digital strategy by the government, suggesting that a more pragmatic approach and stronger intergovernmental cooperation are essential to kickstart a more robust digital transformation.
Teltarif.de and Travelbook.de report on an innovative project in which a specially converted IC train is being used as a mobile laboratory to test high-speed mobile internet on a dedicated test track in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern between Karow and Malkow. The train, a former diesel ICE, Class 605, has been modified with features such as window alterations to compare exterior and interior signal strengths, and is equipped with conventional ICU LAN as well as additional rooftop antenna systems. In the trials, new mobile technology is being tested through the combination of high-frequency 3.6 GHz signals with lower frequencies to ensure stable gigabit connections even in challenging conditions, particularly under speeds up to 140 km an hour. The initiative involves all four major network providers, while Teltarif.de mentions the participation of Deutsche Bahn, Ericsson, Vantage Towers, and O2 Telefónica. Travelbook.de identifies the network partners as O2 Telefónica, Telecom, Vodafone, and 1&1. The project, referred to as the Gigabit Innovation Track XT, GINT-XT, is set to extend until the end of 2025, and also includes plans for future tests on the Hamburg-Berlin route, where new trackside masts will support the upcoming railway communication standard FRMCS, and emphasize the need for a sustainable financing model involving the railway, political authorities, and telecommunications companies.
The Handelsblatt reports that China may seek a relaxation of U.S. export controls for key AI chips as a strategic element of a forthcoming trade agreement. Ahead of a potential summit between President Xi Jinping and former President Donald Trump, Chinese representatives have reportedly signaled in Washington that Beijing is interested in easing restrictions on HBM chips, which are crucial for the swift execution of data-intensive tasks in the field of artificial intelligence. The article explains that these high-bandwidth memory chips, essential for modern AI operations and often used in conjunction with graphics processors from companies like NVIDIA, have been subject to strict U.S. export controls designed to limit China's technological advancements in AI and defense. According to the report published by Handelsblatt, several consecutive U.S. administrations have imposed these export restrictions with the aim of hampering China's progress, despite the fact that these measures have also curtailed the opportunities for growing demand in one of the largest semiconductor markets in the world. The piece further notes that while the restrictions have negatively impacted U.S. firms by limiting their access to this expanding marketplace, China remains a crucial revenue source for American chip manufacturers. Overall, the article emphasizes the delicate balance between technological security and commercial interests, reflecting broader geopolitical tensions that are currently influencing the semiconductor supply chain and, by extension, the global technology landscape. For stakeholders in the telecommunications sector, this development underlines the continuing interplay between international trade policies and the advancement of next-generation technologies, a matter that remains of critical importance as market dynamics evolve against a backdrop of heightened regulatory scrutiny.
The Welt.de article reports that many households in Potsdam are once again connected following a cable fire, with approximately 3,400 households restored to service. The report notes that a Vodafone representative confirmed that the disruption, which had left residents without internet, cable television, and landline telephone services, was fully resolved by the evening. The incident, which took place on Thursday morning, involved a cable fire in a cable shaft that also damaged fiber optic cables, leading to widespread communication outages in the affected area. Authorities suspect that the cables near a bridge adjacent to railway tracks were ignited, prompting an arson investigation by the State Criminal Office, as detailed by Welt.de. Lastly, the report clarifies that, despite the incident, railway operations were not affected, highlighting quick restoration measures by Vodafone.
Telterif.de reports on telecom's innovative deployment of connected beach chairs along the North and Baltic Seas. The article outlines how the project, realized by the Hamburg-based startup Strand Butler, integrates telecom's mobile network by equipping beach chairs with a unique new SIM designed specifically for the Internet of Things using narrowband IoT technology. The solution allows users to easily reserve and pay for a beach chair via an app, eliminating the need for cash or in-person assistance. The connected beach chairs are equipped with a smart lock containing the new SIM, GPS for location tracking, and remote capabilities such as battery status monitoring, enhancing both user convenience and operational efficiency. By streamlining the booking process and ensuring reliable connectivity through its robust mobile network, Telecom demonstrates a strategic initiative aimed at boosting customer experience during the vacation season.
A recent article by telecomhandle.de reports on 1&1's strategic expansion in the German fiber market through a new cooperation agreement with OXG. The article explains that 1&1 will extend its portfolio by connecting over 3 million additional FTTH households, primarily in urban areas, using a model in which its transport network is integrated with OXG's local networks. The initiative is set to begin marketing in early 2026. With the potential to eventually supply up to 7 million households with 1&1 tariffs. The piece notes that this partnership not only broadens 1&1's service range without requiring extensive new construction, but also reinforces its approach to utilizing established network operators, as seen in its earlier collaboration with Deutsche Glasfaser to service rural and suburban regions. Meanwhile, the agreement is a significant milestone for OXG, whose open access strategy, launched in 2023, aims to offer free and self-sustained fiber expansion in numerous cities. The company views the collaboration as a means to increase network utilization and offer end customers a wider selection of providers. The article further reports that CEO Ralph Dommermuth of 1&1 regards the enhanced fiber connectivity as essential to driving digital progress across more regions, emphasizing that fast and reliable networks are crucial for preparing areas for the future digital needs. Additionally, by partnering with notable network operators such as Telekom, Deutsche Glasfaser, Citycarrier, and now OXG, 1&1 continues to strengthen its market presence across diverse regions, ranging from metropolitan hubs to rural localities. This move underlines a continued commitment to enhancing customer choice and fostering a competitive environment in the digital telecommunications space.
The Golem.de article discusses the challenging negotiations between Telekom, Vodafone, and Telefonica regarding the provision of at least 2x5 MHz low-band frequencies for 1&1's use. The negotiations are described as difficult, with 1&1's CEO Ralph Dommermuth noting that there has been no offer yet and that the process is subject to strict deadlines imposed by the Federal Network Agency. The article explains that the frequencies in question, covering parts of the 700, 800, or 900 megahertz bands, are a result of the agency's May 2025 decision on the allocation of freed low and mid-band frequencies. It is mentioned that the current infrastructure, including operational low-band antennas, already exists, which could help 1&1 reduce its national roaming costs once the agreement is reached. Additionally, the article highlights that the extended arrangement requires Telefonica to continue leasing 2x10 MHz of its 2.6 gigahertz frequencies to 1&1 for another 5 years, an obligation stemming from the merger between Telefonica and E-Plus approved in October 2014.
The Handelsblatt article details the launch of GPT-5 by U.S. startup OpenAI as a significant technological upgrade in the field of AI. It emphasizes that GPT-5 is expected to serve as the foundation for widely used services such as ChatGPT, which reportedly reaches over 700 million users weekly. The article explains that Sam Altman, the company's CEO, has positioned this release as both a strategic step in securing technological leadership in the competitive AI race and a move towards achieving artificial general intelligence, despite ongoing debates among experts regarding the concept. The report further highlights that GPT-5 boasts improved speed, enhanced text generation and reasoning capabilities, and introduces innovations such as voting, a voice-based coding feature that enables users to create software or web pages with natural language commands. Additionally, the publication notes that OpenAI has adopted new training strategies involving synthetic data and an automated verification system to increase reliability while reducing resource consumption, all amid competitive pressures from other industry giants and concerns over the sustainability of data availability for training next-generation models.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.